And welcome to the very final episode of 2025, Season 9 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. It has been a long year. We only have a day and a half, maybe a day. Well, that's pretty late. A day and a quarter left. And I get to spend it with the Chief and the Goon. Goon, how are you today, sir?
Well, other than freezing my tuchus off in the office, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I think they're trying to save money there. I'm just going to go with that. And somebody just died. What?
No show cat.
No show cat? Was that show cat?
Yes.
Aw. Wants to be known. Hello, show cat. Welcome to episode 51, guys.
She says, I'm going to be ringing in the new year. Might go outside and catch me a rodent.
It won't be hard. The rodents are pretty much stiff at this point. It's only 26 degrees outside right now.
Yeah, I have 24 here at State Lagoon Manor.
Oh, sure, fine. Always going to be competition with you.
Why has everything got to be a competition with you, huh? Huh?
Why are you repeating each other?
Hi, Chief. How are you, man?
Hi, Chief.
So I will tell you that when you pinch a nerve and you constantly have your head in a position that it's not used to, that muscle gets sore.
Yeah.
And now you just have another problem.
What position was your head in? Or do we dare ask?
So the left side is where I pinched the nerve. So the right side is where I would lean the head to stretch it out.
Okay. So how did you pinch the nerve? Was that with that crazy painting job you did?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Dude, that was last week.
According to others who have pinched their nerves and the resident doctor, I have 2 weeks to a month before relief is in sight.
You should go to the Goon's acupuncturist.
There are no acupuncturists in a 2 mile radius, 2 hour radius. There's nothing in it.
There's an airport within 2 hours of you.
Yeah, because we flew out of it.
Yeah.
We flew out of both of them.
Right. You just fly up here and go get yourself poked, and then you fly back.
All right, so that's not going to happen. And, this has taught me that I bought something called a pitch hopper.
A who?
A pitch hopper.
Pitch hopper. I would say baseball, but probably not, right?
Something to do with quartet singing?
Both of you are incorrect.
It's all the pitches I know. Oh, wait a second. This has to do with soccer.
It has to do with tree sap?
Who's going to be the king of pitch here? Son of a pitch. Sorry. What is a pitch?
Implement for tossing tree? Hay?
We're sorry. What is... Oh, there's that wonderful noise I forgot to turn off. Okay. They got a website. The Pitch Hopper. What the heck is that?
It is a device that adheres to...
Your brainstem.
The roof.
Oh, that kind of pitch.
Oh.
I get it now. I get it.
So it's a way for you to...
Reroute water.
Comfortably rest while you're on the roof.
You will no longer be tensing all your muscles trying not to slide off.
So this thing kind of adheres to the angle and gives you a horizontal surface to park your tuchus or put your feet.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow. They are not
cheap. I noticed.
Holy cow.
I noticed they also have a safety harness kit, but the picture is just of a bucket.
Yes.
You just put that on the ground and hope for the best?
It says aim here. So.
Wow.
But no,
it's just a large target.
This is what I got so that I won't. Because I still have the gables, and they still need to be painted. And I'm hoping
Clark Gable?
Betty Grable.
That's Grable.
Grable, Gable, if you're able.
Disallowed. Disallowed.
Go to the stable.
So either way.
I'm the king of Abel. Make it
so that we have had too much coffee, Chief. I apologize most sincerely.
And somebody said that they were drinking decaf.
No, I said I should be drinking decaf at work for the heat. Oh.
Should.
I miss like most people, I don't listen to my advice either. So
what would the point be?
The warmth.
Yeah, but
I could do
the
hot water with lemon.
I have been drinking special teas to help with inflammation.
Mm-hmm. Been getting those at that special store?
Oh, God.
Amazon? The ginseng?
No, the one where Girl Scouts just park out front because they know they have a lot of customers.
Going to be a lot of hungry people coming out of that store.
Why do I have the munchers?
Okay, so you know me, so I will always have munchies.
That's true.
It's a good point.
Yeah. We'll never know if he's ever high because he does the munchies when he's sober. So, yeah. And by munchies, solid entire cheesecake munchies. Yeah.
Which I've learned something.
Thank you, Kenny. What?
This was another lesson that I should have learned a long time ago and somehow failed to.
Oh.
So, for Christmas, the wife got a specialty cheesecake, and people were not eating it fast enough.
Oh no!
And I had been pacing myself, and then I said, "Hey, can I just finish this off?" And wife goes, "Sure, why not? There's only two slices left."
But only two slices. Holy cow.
Okay. I took half a tub of peanut butter, and she said, "What have you done?" I said, "Now I have made it a peanut butter cheesecake."
Brilliant.
She said, how often have you been doing this? And I said, "Every time." And she says, "This is why your heart is racing nonstop." She said, "Go take aspirin now."
Wait a second. You have to take aspirin because you're eating peanut butter?
No, because I am eating so much fats that my body cannot process it fast enough.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so that's a real specialty cheesecake right there. That's what that is.
Well, all I know is she's the one who has to lie next to me in bed going like, "Why? Why can I hear your heart from over here?"
Gee whiz, dude. Okay.
It's pretty loud.
And yet she's the one that introduced the cheesecake to the house, I'm sure, right? You didn't bring it home.
Yeah. I did not.
Wait a second. It was like she's bringing the gun in, right? She pointed at your foot and you shoot your foot off, and then she complains that there's a gunshot. I'm like, "You started it."
I have friends who have run 5K races and showed the pictures of them and their family doing that. And I respond to the group chat with, "I have not driven 5K in the past year."
Oh, that's awesome.
That's okay.
I'm a work from home kind of guy.
I make up for the average for you, so not to worry.
Yeah, I mean, I fear the day that I have to actually do something because I'm not going to remember how. I know
you should drive at least once a week just to keep keep things from getting rusty, even if it's just around the yard.
I don't.
You could circle. You could circle the house and have a pretty good dirt track run there.
This is true. Here's the problems that I have. I do actually want to finish the driveway to go all the way around. The problem is my body does not agree with what my mind has set forth to do.
That's a long way.
I will show gravel. Okay, because I am on two Ukrainian medications that numb all the pain. And what is the
dumb thing.
They don't fix anything. They just numb the pain.
Yes. So pain is gone. If there's no pain, is there a law? You know,
right. If there's no pain, you're fine.
Yeah. So I started doing stuff. The medication only lasts 8 hours. When those 8 hours started wearing off, I was like, I hurt worse. What is going on?
I think this is an opportunity to involve the Ogryn.
The Ogryn have their own lives.
No, never.
And?
Your point?
They are,
They are slave labor until they die.
Only Goonchild is farther. The little crutchling is not as far. And soon, they may be doing recon for you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Then there's no chance of ever getting help, which is why I need the pitch hopper, because everyone keeps saying, oh, you know, just get them to do stuff. And it's like, they didn't do stuff when they were here. There's no chance they're going to do anything when they're not here.
Wow, they're on sale right now.
Yeah.
It's not a big sale, but they're on sale at least.
When I got it, okay, much as we saw the last episode, the Hebrew in me started coming out, and I was like, all right, so if I buy it directly here, but if I were to buy it from Home Depot, shipping will be free, and I will only have to pay taxes. What is the cost difference? It is
so you got to do math.
Yeah, I mean, that's all being
the Home Depot thing is also immediate gratification. I mean, you're literally taking it home with you.
Well, it's not immediate for him. The Home Depot is a little drop.
I'm sorry, that's right. You're going HomeDepot.com is what you were talking about.
Yes, because I do not drive. See,
yeah, I mean, it's almost an hour to Home Depot, isn't it? Oh, no, that's Walmart, I'm thinking. I don't know if there's a Home Depot in that town or not, Chief. I don't remember.
It is 30 minutes to Home Depot. Mm. It is longer to Lowe's. But it doesn't matter because delivery was free.
Delivery was free.
Right. Doesn't matter because you're not going to either one of those.
Exactly.
That is correct. And then I had the bright idea that I'm going to make a culvert so that I no longer have a pond in, you know, at the bottom of the hill. Which I have to look because the pond has water snakes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I'm tired of going there playing the Is It Dead game. The day I lose that one.
Yeah. You only have to lose once.
Yep. So, because they all just lay there on the rocks. And I'm like, you're sunbathing or you're dead.
Right.
And you're not moving and you're not flicking your tongue. So I have to throw something and then it goes in the water.
Gives you a little side eye and slithers into the water.
Not even the side eye. Because they just, the only things that side eye me are these dumb chickens.
Not as bad as that blanket.
Yeah, see that? I showed the difference.
You did.
That would be called dinner.
My coat for the folks who don't know, because this show is almost entirely inside baseball. My coworker, really great guy. He has two older brothers, so he's the youngest, the middle child. He's a nice guy. He means well, but he bought this blanket for their mother for Christmas, and it is. It is nightmare fuel. It is this horrible roosters staring at you in a really unnatural way. I'll include a picture of it because it's fun.
It's got bright colors.
It does have bright colors. You can see this thing from orbit. You really could.
You don't want to look directly into it, folks, because you'll burn your retinas out.
Right. And the best part is, he and my coworker live up here in Maryland. Their mom lives in Texas, so they're Skyping during Christmas and watching each other open presents. So she opens it and she, you know, like all good mothers, oh, this is nice. And then you can catch her on the audio saying something to the effect, my father had chickens and they came after me. I hated them things. And I was like, yep.
That's a common thing down here.
It's a common thing down here? Hating your chickens?
No. Females not liking chickens.
Oh, okay.
I like chicken just fine.
You're not a female.
Right there next to the potatoes and gravy.
Ah.
So there's one of the people who I donated my roosters to, their daughter, said she had a bad experience with chickens.
She's never forgiven them.
As a species.
Yeah. In general, point blank, and I was like, holy moly. Because what do you do to that?
Wow.
I guess nothing. But either way, so she's not the only one. And she didn't tell me what the experience was.
Obviously a little PTSD going.
Yeah, all I do is I kick them out of the way when it gets too rough.
Oh.
When it's time for gobble-gobble problems. Especially when... when they hear me open the door, they run out and they leave because they know that's when they can go graze in the yard.
Oh, man.
And now I see once again why these things should not have survived, you know, throughout the years, decades, centuries, however long chickens have been here.
Wow.
They don't look up. They have no clue. Like there was a hawk. Right above.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to tell them to get back in. And they're just staring at me and just pecking at the ground.
That's
the roosters are doing nothing because the roosters are in their backyard area. Mm-hmm. So they're just staring, going like, well, they're dead.
I tried my best. You guys are gone.
You'll have to go to Tractor Supply and get some more.
Which is a very unique place to get chickens. You think they'd be selling, I don't know, tractors.
No, they fly.
It's called Tractor Supply.
But either way, the chickens that they do are sexed and pre-hatched. There's another store, and they're like, there are chicks here. We don't know what they are, nor do we care. They're 19 cents. And for 19 cents, I said, I'll take the risk, which is how I ended up with 6 roosters.
there's not a lot of eggs coming from that, you know. I'm not an expert or anything.
Well, look at you. You've been studying those picture books we sent you.
One of these things is not like the other. Thank you.
Thank you.
Showcat is being as disruptive as she can tonight. Do you know why?
You didn't feed her?
Oh, no. Hurricane had to take her to the VET yesterday.
Ruh-roh, Rorge.
For our annual shots. And she blames Hurricane for that, but not me, which is hilarious.
Well, Hurricane took her.
Right, because I make sure that I'm busy every year when this happens.
Funny how that works out there, Raku.
She's like, I love you. You've never taken me there to that horrible place. I did not need a shot.
I'm perfectly fine as I am.
You send the stupid dogs, and they're happy because they get treats.
Wait, Jocad doesn't get a treat for getting a shot?
She does get a treat, but she knows the shot came as well. The dogs aren't bright enough to know that there's a shot coming with the treats, or they just don't care.
Or they have the memory of a goldfish, and by the time they get the treat, they're like, gee, I wonder what that was for.
That's good. Got any more?
We should have your mom.
You bring Stitch in there and point at the, you know, the little table that they have where they weigh him, and then they raise it up so they can look in his ears and stuff, and he just goes out of his mind. I'll jump right on the table. Okay, bring me my treats.
Wow. We used to go to a friend's house, and we used to bring our dog. And unfortunately, the path to the friend's house passed by the vet. And our dog would get with like within an, within about a block, and he was shaking so much he was vibrating. And then we drive past, and then it would, you know, would, I wanted to put the car in reverse just to see if it.
See, you that way. That's a cruel streak right there.
Yeah, it is.
Like leaving the office and not saying goodbye to me today.
Oh, for the love of all that is holy and unholy.
Hurt my feelings.
I am so sorry. Let me apologize in front of God and our entire audience.
And your mom.
And, well, yeah, she's part of the audience.
I know she taught you better.
Yeah. She was very upset. She sent me an email today. Where's the show?
Okay.
And hello to you too. You know.
So we're a day late, folks, and that's because we had just about gotten the show started, and I find myself sitting here in Stately Goon Manor going, Crutch? Crutch? Hello? Yes. Hello? Is anybody there?
The answer would be no. Yes. My house was in blinking mode yesterday because of the wind. It was very, very windy in the not so great state of Maryland yesterday.
All day today, too.
Yes, and we apparently haven't quite secured the whole concept of electrical wires and wind here. Because when it gets really windy, we'll get these little blips. And my whole house is on uninterruptible, such a tough word to say, uninterruptible.
Wait a minute. Crutch trying to say uninterruptible. Take three.
Uninterruptible. Power
Excellent.
Supplies. However, the nice folks at Verizon, who are supposed to have an UPS in their little box that comes into my house, yeah, they took it out because the battery died and they didn't never gave me a new one. So when we lit these little blips, it blips before it even gets to my house. So, yeah, good times.
And then it took, by my reckoning, it took about 2 to 3 minutes for you to come back online. And we thought... Yeah. We thought the silence, since you're the key recorder.
Yes, it's bad when the production facility is not producing.
Like, we thought that would number one fan, that would lower the quality of the show considerably.
True enough. Yes, lots of dead air there.
It would be more than that, because all of the new equipment that does the recording, it would be zero show.
Yeah. Mm.
Yep.
During one of the outages yesterday, I ended up being the only one on the recording call that we use. And but since I didn't start the meeting, I couldn't do anything with it. It was just me talking to myself.
Did you have a nice time?
Yeah.
Was there interesting?
I thought so. But I've always been good at entertaining myself.
It's a skill, you know.
Yep.
So we are here today, and we were. I had a whole list of things, folks. I do a lot of prep for these shows, and then we promptly ignore it. But it's okay.
If it's okay, why did you mention it?
Because I want you to feel sorry for me. Not you guys. I know you won't. I mean, I'm the audience. I'm just, you know, I'm hoping to get a little, you know, maybe a nice little, hey, we love you from, you know, the Swamp Fox or the number one fan, something. I would appreciate just, can we end the year on a, you know, crutches and a total failure? I don't know. Anyway, but it is our last show of the year. We will be starting season 10 next week, which is just fabulous. I came across a video while I was waiting for tonight to start, from a guy named Rick Beato. And he's been in the music business for about, I don't know, 4 decades as a performer, producer, analyst. He's a teacher. But he's also very big into, you know, this whole concept of multimedia and the internet, massive followings on YouTube channels and such. And he posted a very interesting little piece of information, which I thought would kind of, you know, spark the boys here into a little bit of positivity. It turns out that 44% of podcasts never make it to their third episode. and only 8% of podcasts actually make it past 10 episodes. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is episode 429 for Swimming with the Fish. We have produced over 334 hours of material. Now, you can sit back and start from the beginning and listen for, oh Lord, I don't know, what's that about? 13 days nonstop? It's been a lot of fun, and I am glad to finish season 9. I am very much looking forward to season 10. Going to try, I think the whole edition of live guests was a good start, and I hope to do a lot more of that this coming season. But we did have a good year. I mean, it had a lot of ups and downs. It had some serious downs. I mean, to be honest with you, as a regular person, forgetting the podcast part, I'm kind of glad 25 is over. The whole year started off in January. I mean, you know, well, January 20th was kind of fun. I have to admit, January 20th was a lot of fun. About half the universe was watching their heads explode.
A lot of liberal tears.
Yeah, as the Orange Man became 45 and 47. Had the California wildfires, which is frightening because if you think about it, the California wildfires was almost a year ago. It was in January, and people still haven't been allowed to rebuild. How crazy is that?
I think I read somewhere where they have less than a dozen permits issued so far.
It's that bad. And what's really happening is the people, they're waiting out the people who give up, and then they're going to swoop in and they're going to repurpose all that property, and California's going to turn into one large gulag, as far as I can tell.
Depends on who becomes governor. And as a gift, I got a koozie that is made with 100% liberal tears, sourced directly from the anguish of the left, and zero calories.
My young wife
was very happy.
No cholesterol, gluten free.
There you go.
And also we got a end wokeness deck of cards, where Biden was the Joker, and you can guess who the other people were.
Oh, but, tell me, who was the queen? Was it Obama?
No. It was Trump as king,
mm-hmm.
because you know, no kings. Yeah. And then Melania as queen, and then Vance with the jack. And
they're already starting polls on 2028. I'm like, can we get through 2026's election cycle before we worry about 28?
I don't. Why?
Why what?
Dude, here's the funny thing. For me, this is funny, at least. With the nonsense that is happening in Michigan right now, with how many people are realizing how they've been stolen, and how this is, who cares? Mainstream media, it's not going to cover. But
no,
it's more Reddit and other places where certain folks like to hang out and complain. They're realizing that they have been lied to, and they're the ones where violence is the first answer, and sometimes the only answer. So I'm wondering what will happen, because now, as folks start getting their reason for being in this country questioned,
mm-hmm.
what will happen to all of those mysterious ballots, which apparently... there was something done in Georgia where they found the 2,000 missing ballots.
Isn't that frightening?
People will not let the past go. And it looks like this is the reason why.
Hmm.
So,
it's a mess.
2026 may be exciting in not the way that we like it. Because we're America... And if the sun's out, the guns are out.
I know February is probably the least favored month for Goon. A lot of business dried up, and forced the hurricane to seek employment elsewhere. And
blessing in disguise.
Blessing in disguise, probably. Yep.
We'll see, but kinda. There's some blessing components to it. There's some hardship as well. And of course, in January, we lost my favorite member of the Canine Protective Force.
Right.
But we got a new Secretary of War. And we got to see Selena Gomez cry liberal tears.
Yeah.
Your columns.
Yep. You you started on a new chemical journey in February.
I did. I started taking Ozempic. And I am, what do the doctors say? I am responding well.
Well, that's a nice way to put it.
Well, you know, apparently, unlike a lot of people who take Ozempic,
I take it for
what it was designed for, which is to lower, to help you manage your blood sugar when you have type 2 diabetes.
That's why I was originally put on it. It was an experiment to get me out of being pre-diabetic. And she said, oh, and by the way, it'll help you lose weight. And I'm like, yes, that's wonderful. And then I had all of the side effects. I had the, I was a mess both internally and externally. Not a fun time. So
that was a good thing that happened. But yeah, we lost Doug. We had that horrible helicopter and plane crash in D.C. We had all the hurricanes issues. Chief was having water problems. That was the beginning of the water problems, right, Chief?
I was having all kinds of house issues, which are mostly guns. But, you know, I think if it goes towards the end goal of what you want, and, you know, Goon, you're escaping North Korea, also known as the People's Republic of Montgomery County.
Indeed. It's tough having to remember to bottle that giant statue of the fearless leader.
That rises must be made. Yeah, that's the motto. That is what I've heard. I don't know. Because most people that make it out of there, you know, they don't last long in the real world.
Yeah.
But I have faith in that.
I got this. And we're still waiting to hear from Hurricane's potential excursion to extreme southern Maryland.
Awesome.
I keep getting
on. When is that supposed to take in?
I think they stop accepting applications tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So end of January, beginning of February?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my guess. It's the government, though, so I don't know if they're an office. It's the Army.
Right. And who knows what happens at the end of January, whether that'll shift stuff. Because we're headed down that road again.
Let's not. That would be very bad for the Goon.
Yeah, it'd be very bad for the Crutch as well.
All right.
I was like, just no. We don't want to do that again.
It's not the way you want to start the new year.
No. I'm still trying to figure out from Puppy Bowl how you get a Chihuahua German Shepherd mix. I mean, it's been on my mind for 10 months. I'm just saying, you know, but maybe they'll have them again in Puppy Bowl. Cause sometimes you see the same dog 2 years in a row, you know,
that's true.
Although technically they're not puppies anymore. Right.
That would
doesn't
be
puppy
true.
End at one, right?
Not if you're a golden retriever.
It never ends.
Ever. And then as we start getting into spring,
Rosie moved to Ireland.
A little applause, please. Thank you. Rosie who? Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's O'Donnell, so it makes sense that she'd go to Ireland.
Do the Irish feel that way?
No, not at all. They're like, can you take her back now?
It would be funny if Conor McGregor just showed up and excommunicated her.
Knocks on the door. You have to leave now.
We've got your card right here.
That's great.
In.
We even bought you side-by-side tickets so you didn't have to, you know, squeeze into one.
Might I suggest to lose weight, you stop stuffing food in your mouth.
Oh, and then we had all the lawfare. Wasn't that fun? Judges telling, you know, pilots you have to turn planes around because I'm a judge. And I'm like, you're a judge. You're not an air traffic controller.
Exactly.
It's like, you know.
Illegal flight one, illegal one, turn right, heading 157, descend and maintain 3,000. South America is straight ahead. Just find an airport, land, put them on the tarmac, and get out of Dodge.
I do a California roll. Just open the Bombay doors. You know.
That's what they were accusing of them of doing before. So
really?
Yeah. They were stating when flights that were supposed to go to Africa were just dumping them in the ocean. And that is because there were no direct flights from here to Africa. They were going into Europe, and there were having layovers. And so people who were watching the planes just saw them disappear and was like, oh, they killed them all.
Oh, God.
The logical...
The stupid is strong with these ones.
You can never underestimate the stupidity of people. Ever.
Oh, it is so true. It is so true. But the good news is, a year ago, we had ridiculously porous borders with millions of people coming across. And this year we got, that's not even, you know, it's funny. It's not even a story. It's not even a story in that. There's nobody out there championing us opening the borders up to let these people in anymore, because the people aren't coming anymore because they know there's no reason to come anymore because they're going to get turned away. And it didn't require any new legislation there, Joey B. All that belly aching, you know, I can't do anything until Congress acts and gives them
properly. You haven't heard much from him lately, so...
I wish him well, and I hope he's taking care of his malady. He's was a stage 4 cancer. Is kind of serious, and indeed, I hope
indeed.
He is focusing on his health.
Well, he got that. I got my 5-year. You've been clean of cancer for 5 years.
I am. We're all very happy about that.
And you know what? I hope Drew and Joe gets that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, no.
You know, it's not going to happen. Because
he's not going to get that, or he's not going to die, or what?
His was more serious than mine, yeah.
Yes. Number one, it was more serious. Number two, he wasn't running things. So the act of Congress he was talking about was his handlers making it happen.
Well, that's true.
Those are the things. Look at his Christmas card. He couldn't even be... In that, he was photoshopped into his own Christmas card to people.
That's true. As I'm reading some of the notes from last year, I noticed that in March, when Pope Francis passed away, Crutch has written, Goon nominates Crutch. And I do remember that, and I'm sorry you didn't get it.
You know, here's the funny part. It's actually even a little more painful because I joked about the fact that, in fact, I can distinctly remember I'm sitting... with my in-laws, and I'm talking to my nieces, and I'm like, and you know, they're well, who do you think they're gonna pick? I said, well, they're never gonna pick an American, because it's never gonna happen. And then this guy comes out, and I'm like, okay, he looks European, and they say he's from Chicago. And I went, oh, merciful Lord, it is the end of the times. We have an American Pope. I mean, I'm not happy with him either, and you know, but that's. You know, I'm a tough customer though. I want the Latin Mass back, so there's a little chance of making me happy.
I can help you with that. I pronounce Latin very badly, but I know some of the prayers.
There you go. Oh, well.
And I can sing "O Come All You Faithful" in Latin. I do that actually pretty well.
Me too. It's like the only Latin song I can sing. I'm not really a Latin singer.
Well, that's not true. You can sing In Excelsis Deo. In Excelsis Deo, that's Latin.
Who's Deo?
In Excelsis Deo.
Oh, okay.
Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Glory to God in the highest.
Excelsis or Excelsis?
Excelsis.
With the SH?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yep. Well, that's how you sing it if you don't want the director to yell at you.
Got it.
Okay, so it may not be the proper Latin pronunciation, but if you don't want the director to yell at you, that's how she wants it sung.
The only Latin I know lately is Annulum Rubrum Dignus Sum.
Which means
you're worthy of the red ring.
In a prescient moment, Chief had the first mower issues of the year.
Well,
when he ran over some wire, and that I thought that was sad until it started happening to me later in the year.
Yes, I avoided being infected by that by not having a mower.
You just have you just have your Mexicans come over and touch grass for you.
People come over and do this. Yes, sir.
That's what I thought. We knew that, though, didn't we, Chief?
They got the cool mowers, though. They got the ones that you can like stand behind, and it just can do an 180 degree turn, like 3 inches. It's great.
You know, I've never ridden one of those. They do look like a heck of a lot
of fun.
Does
look like fun, doesn't it? But you guys in that whole lawnmower thing. That's like, I did enough of that. I'm old. I don't have to do that no more. There's a lot of things I'd like to not to have to do anymore. We're going to work on that in 2026.
Well, I'm waiting for that. The Browns came close. If they win the Super Bowl next year,
the Browns.
Yeah,
with Mr. With the
Shadur Sanders.
Shadur.
Yeah.
Mr. Sanders. He had an excellent game.
If they do that. You know it's the end.
Yeah. Okay. I remember a distinct time when you told me if the Kansas City Chiefs ever won the Super Bowl, it was the end.
That's like, okay. What happened? How long ago was that?
Dude, we've been this show for 10 years. So, yeah.
Yeah, but no. The Chiefs have not been winning for 10 years. But when the Chiefs won,
it feels like it.
Now becomes the time of tribulation. So we're about halfway through that.
So Chiefs fans will wander the desert for 4 seasons.
Interesting, Ben.
And now Revelation is explained through the NFL.
And once the Browns win,
that's right.
The man of perdition will be revealed. And right. You know.
The mark of the beast is a claw mark from a raven, you know.
Who can say?
Oh, you guys need to get help.
Need to get off this subject, otherwise Mr. Browning's going to be yay sports.
Yay sports or go sports?
Go sports. Well, both, actually. Yay sports ball,
There we go.
Oh.
I don't remember. He's going to have to tell us.
Yeah. In April, the number one fan finally sold her car.
Yay.
Yay. I mean, it was a good thing. I think she's be the first one to say that, driving in Annapolis is not like, driving in Annapolis is not like driving back down in Florida where she came from. It's a much more laid back driving down there. Yeah. So she's now in the good hands of myself and my beloved. We are the Uber services. And we take her where she needs to be. Although my brother's side of the family is actually stepping up. My nephew's taking her a few places now too, so that's cool. But there was a nice car too. It was it's strange though, because it was a Lincoln SUV called a Corsair. And I had never actually seen one up here in Maryland. I'd seen a couple down in Florida, hers included. And I'm thinking to myself, does Ford like have, I know Ford has cars that they only sell in certain countries, but do they have cars they only sell in certain parts of the United States?
I don't think so. I think it's just that there's probably more Lincoln dealers in Florida, because I think it's the demographic of the buyer.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about that. I was just like, okay.
Because the Corsair is pretty much the Explorer, right?
It's a good sized vehicle. Yeah, it's probably close to that. Yeah.
Because
I know I stuffed it the heck and back with stuff.
The Aviator is their expedition class.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Get your own Starbucks in the back when you buy that. You don't have to stop for coffee.
Exactly. Why not? And
the barista too.
Exactly.
And Chief, April was when you started getting into all of your AI side gigs. You actually presented at a conference, didn't you?
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
No, it wasn't fun. You didn't enjoy that? Perks of being flown around and giving speeches, and you know, people make a living that way.
The stuff I learned,
mm-hmm.
which is why I'm pretty sure it will not. We don't have much longer on this planet.
Well, I did see a post on Monday. There was a guy that says, "My Roomba beat me to the Cheeto on the floor," and that's what starts the machine human war. Well, you know. That's what you hired it for, I'm saying. Just saying. How much time do we have, Chief?
Oh, probably 2 years.
2 years? Okay. So I get to retire for maybe a year. Figures.
It's something.
It's something.
Well, I mean, okay, so I looked at this is April. April to now. Mm-hmm. That's what? 8 months. Within 8 months, they had China now has an entire workforce of robots that secure their borders. They no longer have people. They have already automated the protection.
So let me post a question to you. You've got a country that supposedly has an enormous population. Wouldn't it be cheaper just to stick people on the border if you had the people?
No.
I mean, they're expendable. You've got enough just to keep replacing them.
So Russia thought that. They learned differently. And Kyle Reese, Terminator 1, actor
Well, I'm making the argument that I don't think China's population is as big as they say it is.
I agree.
There are some reports that they may have only as few as 600 million people.
But what is not in dispute is the fact that the robot never eats, he never sleeps.
They need to be recharged.
So I don't know how they're actually doing that, because they may charge in the field.
They're airdropping batteries?
No, they don't need it.
The robot just squats, poops out the old battery, and pops in a new one?
Have you not seen the new way that they have solar cell and... I believe that it was around that time that I told you the new nanotube cellular solar cells are 80% efficient compared to the 20% efficient ones that we have now.
So everybody put those things on their roofs, have to take them off, put the new ones up?
No. You can supplement. And they're not flat either now. They can be in any shape and size. There are
like balloon animals?
They can be. That's not going to be efficient, but it's possible.
Just think about it. Every kid gets a balloon animal made of nanotubes and a wire coming off of them plugged into their parents' phones, and the kids can charge mom's phone.
Well, no, they'll go right into the back of the kid's neck where the power plug is.
If you have that kind of kid, sure. Okay.
That's another thing that Germany introduced, which got the ire of a lot of
places. like robot kids.
Yes, because what you could do to those kids is illegal in most European countries, and you could specify whether you wanted to look bloody and battered and disheveled
Oh my gosh. You know,
pristine. And everyone was like, oh, this is horrible. All right, tell me where it is so I can go bigger.
How much did you say? Yeah.
That's all the comments I saw.
Oh my gosh. Oh, we're not even to May yet. May was good. Chief had his chicken eviction. And the coop got built for the chickens. You got peaches.
Peaches came to the Canine Protective Force and has adjusted quite well to becoming a house dog.
Very nice. Very nice.
Like she's today when I opened up the door and it was all windy. Mm-hmm. She looked outside like, I don't need to go that bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Smart dog.
I have in my notes that in May, the number one fan said that Crutch talks too much, but I can't believe that was May. I feel like that's been like, you know, January through December of every year.
Check the year on ball.
little overly sensitive, are we?
Not at all. Not at all. I'm fine. I'll be just fine.
You sure?
You no.
A blankie?
Maybe a binky? Make you feel a little better?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about it. I'll take the blanket. It's a little chilly up here. I probably should have worn a jacket. My house is a little cold. I don't know.
Get you a warm cup of cocoa?
I am finishing off my coffee in my company Yeti, which keeps coffee warm, even for our now record-setting episode. We are now officially, with the length of this episode, the longest season in our stellar 9-year career. Congratulations, gentlemen. It was a hard-fought race. It's like it just takes us to just ramble on, you know, what the heck.
Swag. Where is the man who promised swag? Because, and here's why I state that. Because I had swag when I worked there. Uh-huh. And then the wife took all my swag. So I'm swagless.
Oh. Well, okay, so that's right. We need to get you some swag.
Yes. How can I promote the company for free if I do not have the swag to do so?
He's making a point there, number one guest. And just, you know, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, poke you in his shoulder.
Nudge, nudge, say no more.
Say no more. Oh, but it was a good year, folks. I mean, we could go on and on, but already we are getting to the point where it's time to bid 2025 a fond farewell.
Indeed.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was 51 episodes. Thank you once again, everybody. Everybody who comes and listens, everybody who comments, the email we get, it's fun. We'd love to have more of it. Tell your friends. We want season 10 to be super special, and it will be even more special if there's more of you listening. So thank you very much. God bless you all. Have a great, great new year. But before that, for the last time in 2025, Goon, if you will please, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by a new, sort of, president and his administration started in 2025. Goon suggests a fan club to celebrate or castigate all things politic. Let's see, we could call it the F the Left Fan Club. You get a signed photo, pictures of the first family in cabinet, Bondi the Hottie, Hegseth the Unstoppable, Babyface the new NASA Administrator, and 3 more years of fun or anguish, depending on your point of view. And the souls we lost in 2025. A Pope, 67 people on a plane, and Doug the Goofy Golden Retriever. Most gone way too soon, all missed. Also missed is Crutch's winning lottery ticket. And the incredible shrinking Goon, through the magic of Ozempic and not stuffing himself with every edible in reach, he has managed to look a little thinner. Not enough to disappear when he turned sideways, but all his medical numbers improved, so you have him for another year anyway. Happy New Year from Swimming with the Fish.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.